Okay, this week's parasha. This week's parasha will be Parashas Kedoshim. Very interesting this year that we have only one parasha. Ordinarily, most years, Acharei Mois Kedoshim are connected. The reason why they would be connected is because a significant chunk of the parasha deals with Arayos. And the laws of Arayos were really presented in last week's parasha, Parashas Acharei. And you would be it will be also on mute.
We have to be afraid of that.
Okay, Rabbi Sai, okay, let's begin.
The question is, how long until we catch up there in Israel?
Matas Masse. We will not catch up until Matas Masse until the two parashas, they're one parasha ahead. When Pesach, in Eretz Yisrael, there are 7 days of Pesach, so the Shabbos was not Pesach, so they lay in Parashas Acharei. And we in Chutz Laretz, it was Acharei Shel Pesach, we lay in the Yom Tov Laning, we lay in Parashas Re'ei, Aser Taser. So that therefore last, so that, then what happened last week, we lay in Acharei, and they lay in Kedoshim. So you would expect that we should immediately catch up and lay in Acharei Mois Kedoshim, because anyway we lay in Acharei Mois Kedoshim. So I'm going to talk about that in a few months. We'll talk about that, why that's tackled. We'll talk about it a little bit. But we have to now wait to catch up to them all the way until Parshas Matos Masik. Okay, we'll come to that in a moment. But right now, when we discuss the meaning of the Parsh, the Parsh says, Vayidabra Hashem Hashalim or Dabra El Kodas Meishol Yimatchem Kidoshim to you, Ki Kodosh Ani Hashem Elokeichem, Ish Imor V'yaviv Tirohu V'yeshav Sosai Tishmoiru Ani Hashem Elokeichem. Rashi tells us why does it, when talk about fearing a parent, why does it put here the mother first? In the Aser Sadibrois, it's Kabeid es ovicha v'es imecha. Why then in this pasuk is it ish imoi v'aviv tiro? And Rashi explains because the Torah is coming to compensate for what a person would naturally do. A person has a tendency to give his mother, more are covered, and his father less covered, because a person, his mother is mishadaltoi bidvarim. A mother speaks words of soft words to her child. So in order to compensate, the Torah says, don't forget to give your father kabeid es avicha v'yasimecha. In this passage, a little bit year of fear, ish imo v'aviv tira'u, when it comes to fear. So therefore, your person has a tendency to fear his father more than he fears his mother. So therefore, the Torah wants to compensate and say, don't forget to have fear for your father, than for your mother, just as much as you have fear for your father. A person is weak. The Torah is coming to be mechazek the weak. It's very interesting. When it comes to kavod, where lies a person's weakness? The weakness lies in giving kavod to the father. So the Torah has to be mechazek that weakness. When it comes to fear, a person's weakness lies in having fear for his mother. The Torah has to compensate. So he puts the mother first. Okay, very good. Very nice, Joshua. And then comes the S Shab Soisai Tishmoy. My Indian Shmita Eitzel Harsinai. Okay, what's going on over here? Now, before I tell you the real pshat, Rashi says, what is the drasha? What is the drasha? The drasha is, what is the drasha? The drasha is that if your parents tell you to be Mechalel Shabbos, Chaz V'Shalom, Chas v'shalom should a person be mechal Shabbos. Ani Hashem Elokeichem. Both your mother, both your parents, and yourself are obligated to observe, to listen to me. And I've told both of you to observe the Shabbos. So your requirement to fear your parents has limits. You may not be mechalel the Shabbos on the command of your parents, because your parents have an obligation to fear me. You have an obligation to fear me, and therefore do not cross the line. Okay, that is the drasha of Chazal. But you have to still acknowledge it's a very bizarre combination of halachas in one pasuk. Ish imoy v'aviv tira'u, the es shabsoisai tishmoy. What is Shabbos and Yiras Imai V'Av Havin Kan. What are they doing together? So before I say that, I want to tell you like a little bit of a wild rush. When we're learning in the afternoon, Chumash and Unkelis, we came across a very interesting, the Unkelis here on this pasuk is very interesting. He adds a word. The Yoimei Shabayim. Mm-hmm. The word days do not appear in the pasuk. It just says Shabsoisai, my Shabosois. Does not say the days of Shabbos. Why then did the Unkelis put the word Yoimei Shabayim, the word Yoimei, into the pasuk? So we use a sefer in the afternoon called Ma'at Tsori. It's written by someone who passed away very recently. And it's a collection of commentators on Unkelis, plus his own chidushim and other people that he's collected ideas from. And he says something there very interesting. He says the reason why Unkelis needed to say the word Yomei is because we would be misled to believe the word Veshab Sosai is not referring to Shabbos Kodesh. It's referring to Shemitah. Shemitah. And I'm assuming the reason, the proof that this we may be misled is because you cannot, don't have in the Torah the word Shabbos in plural. It's the Shamaru v'nei Yisrael es ha-Shabbos. Zohor es yoim ha-Shabbos l'kadosha. Doesn't say in the Torah anywhere Shabbosos. It's not a common. It's not a common. We don't talk about Shabbos in plural. Shabbos is always. Shabbos is generally always singular. Referring to Shabbos includes every. We travel through time. As we go through time, we go in cycles and we come and we return to the Shabbos. We return to the Shabbos. It's this one Shabbos, and time is cyclical. We travel through time, we come back to that one Shabbos. To say Shabsosai, the Lashon Rabin, and also to say my, the possessive form, Hashem is speaking, my Shabbos, there are two red flags in this word. Two red flags. This, you don't refer to Shabbos in the plural. And
except for Sfiras HaOmer.
Well, no, that proves the point. Sheva Shabbos
Sos, the
most
of
the year.
Sheva.
It's a Shemitah cycle.
Sheva Shabbos Sos, because, okay, that's weeks. That's a counting. You're counting weeks. You're not really counting the Shabbos Kodesh, you're counting weeks. Like, there the word Shabbos that means a week. A week. Here, Rashi tells us Shabbos Kodesh. Who says? There are two red flags. Why would you want to say Shabbos Kodesh? Maybe it means. Because if it was really Shabbos, we don't really have often, if at all, Shabbos being described in the plural. Shabbosos. And we don't often, if even at all, have Shabbos being described as Hashem Shabbos. Where do we have the plural of Shabbos? Shemitah.
Shabbosos l'menucha.
Okay, that's a play. That Shabbosos l'menucha. That's a peel. That's a peel. Shabbos. But so there are two red flags, and Shemitah is Shabbos l'Hashem. Shemitah is called a Shabbos l'Hashem. Shemitah, there's a cycle of Sheva Shabbos that's leading to Yovel. So you would really naturally be inclined to assume the Shabbosai refers to Shemitah. Shemitah. And therefore, Unkelis comes to reject that error that the common man would make. If we're so brainwashed, we wouldn't make this mistake, because Baruch Hashem, we've been taught what it means. So we would never make this mistake, because we've been brainwashed. But if you would really look at the pasuk at face value, and you would not have any background, and you'd read this pasuk, the two red flags would very likely lead you to translate, you shall observe the laws of Shemitah. This year is a Shemitah year. So now, but the Unkelis says, no, don't do that. Don't do that. And that is why he adds in the word Yom. Because Shemitah is not a Yom. Shemitah is a year. So the reason why Unkelis injected a word that does not appear in the pasuk is in order to prevent us from making that error. The day of Shabbos. Rashi as well. This is the Mesorah. Rashi says that why is it, why are we makish kibud avo aim to Shabbos? If your parents tell you to be mechallel Shabbos, obviously it's a given. Rashi also works with the tradition that we're referring to Shabbos Kodesh. But, you know, this is not a shir in Pshat. This is a shir today in Jewish. Homiletics. And homiletics, you can break all the rules. Not all the rules, some of the rules. And if this point is being made by this very great Talmud Chacham, that you can make a very strong argument that when it says Shabbos Asaya refers to Shemitah, I didn't search the Rishonim. And usually this Mechaber, when Itaka says something, I didn't do my homework, but usually when he says something like this in this Sefer, it means he, 90% of the time in that Sefer, he actually shows you a Rishon from the, you know, the main Rishonim, whether it's going to be a Ramban or a Rashbam or, you know, the major Rishon, Hutaka say something entirely different. Oh, now you appreciate what the Targum is coming to do. Now, I did not see, he did not tell me that there is anyone in the world that says Shabbos Hasayim in Shemitah, and I didn't look. But you know, it's a very interesting idea. So let's now enter into the world of fantasy. Let's go into the world of fantasy and make believe that maybe there is a mahalich, that the word Shabbos Hasayim refers to Shemitah. Make believe for a moment, just for a moment. If that would be the case, it gives a totally new meaning, in Rayevsky, to my inyan Shemitah Eitzel Har Sinai. What is Matan Torah all about? The Mesoira of the Ovas. Matan Torah, our ancestor, what is Torah all about? Mesoira. Hashem gave the Torah to our ancestors. And they have passed down from generation to generation the halacha. What is halacha l'Moshe b'Sinai? This was given to Klal Yisrael at Har Sinai. So very good, that was Har Sinai. How do you know that what we're doing today is, how do you know that what we are doing today is what they were taught to do in Har Sinai? Well, that's what my father told me. How does my father know? That's what his father told him, my grandfather. How did my grandfather know? Because my great-grandfather told my grandmother. How? It goes all the way back, all the generations. A basic principle of Judaism is the Mesorah. And where does the Mesorah come from? Sinai. So if you were to say the word Shabbos Sai refers to the Shemitah, and you would take Ish Imoy the Aviv, Tirohu, you shall revere your mother and your father. What do you mean you revere? What does Rashi say? What does Rashi say is Yira? Don't contradict them. Lo Yistor es Devarav. When your parents tell you something, do not contradict you wrong. This is what you're supposed to do. What is Yira, Rashi? Yira is your parents tell you something, they tell you, don't contradict, don't say no, you're wrong. This is how you're supposed to do it. Why? Because they are the guardians of the Mesorah. So in essence, you can say that Ish Imo the Aviv Tirohu, in the big picture of things, is preserve the Mesorah of Har Sinai. Har Sinai Hashem Yitzal Yisrael the Torah, and it was passed from one generation to the next. Your parents, they tell you what the Mesorah is. A zehu yira, Rashi, what is yira? Don't contradict them. Don't deny the Mesorah. Then it says, V'es Shabbos Hasayim Tishmoru. Make sure you observe Shemitah. So Chazal asks a question. My inyan Shemitah Eitzel Har Sinai. It's right here in this pasuk. The common thing is Shemitah Eitzel Har Sinai is in Parshas Behar. In Parshas Behar, it says, Bahar, the laws of Shemitah are presented in Parshas Bahar, and we have Taryag Mitzvahs, and shockingly, only by the laws of Shemitah does it say Bahar Sinai. How does the Parsha begin? Parshas Bahar. Bahar Sinai. Bahar Sinai. what's wrong with the pasuk Vayidaber Hashem Moshe Lemar? When it comes to laws of Shemitah, all of a sudden Vayidaber Hashem El Moshe Bahar Sinai, Bahar Sinai, and these are laws of Shemitah. So Chazal say, my inyan Shemitah Eitzel Har Sinai. So Chazal is just like all the laws of Shemitah or in Har, all the details, because it does, the Torah does not present anywhere the details of Shemitah. It just gives you the klalim. So too, you should know that everything, the Gemara makes a drasha. And the Gemara asks the question, my inyan Shemitah Eitzel Har Sinai. We have over here that exact same principle I'm suggesting on Derech Drush in this very pasuk in Kedosha. Ish imoy v'aviv tirohu v'es shapsosai tishmaru. The word shapsosai is a very unusual word to assume it refers to Shabbos Kodesh. We do. The bottom line is, Unkelus says it refers to Shabbos Kodesh. Rashi says it refers to Shabbos Kodesh. But everyone has to apologize as to why indeed it does refer to Shabbos Kodesh. The reason why they need to apologize is because you would assume, based upon the grammar of the word, that it really refers to Shemitah. So you know what? Let's, for argument's sake, it does refer to Shemitah. And what does it mean, Ish Imo the Aviv Tirol? The ultimate violation of not fearing your parents. Rashi tells us fear means do not contradict his words. So it's one type of avera when your father tells you that the color of the paint is blue, and you tell him no, it's not blue, it's navy. that's a violation of moira, but that's lightweight compared to the ultimate violation of fear is where your father tells you this is the halacha, this is the way you wear tefillin. I don't have any source, but I'm telling you, this is what the tefillin are supposed to look like. And you say to your father, no, it's not. It's not supposed to look like this. Don't contradict your father. How does your father know? Because his father told him. It goes back to the Mesorah of Har Sinai. Ish imo v'aviv tirohu. Preserve the Mesorah of Sinai. And also preserve the laws of Shemitah. Over here, there's a connection between Shemitah and Har Sinai. My inyan Shemitah Eitzel Har Sinai. Okay, that's part two. What is the connection? But I just find it very curious is that this principle that we always connect, we always discuss when it comes to Shemitah and Har Sinai in the opening pasuk of Parshas Bahar. It says Bahar Sinai, and then it goes into a discussion of the laws of Shemitah. Look, in Parshas Kedoshim, you have exactly the same flavor of Shemitah Eitzel Har Sinai. It all started there. And there's Shemitah, and there is Moira Avin. Now, okay, one more you saw in this pasuk, and that is, it says here, the bottom line is, Halacha L'maaseh, Rashi and Unkelus tell us, when it says the word Shabbosai, it means Shabbosis. Shabbos. And Rashi makes a big deal about Moira Aim Va'av, as to why he put the mother first. We explain what Rashi says. But once Rashi opened up this discussion that order counts, Seder counts, and what comes first in the pasuk has more significance, and there is a second difficulty in this pasuk as Rashi deals with, is what is the connection between Shabbos and parents? I think there's a very simple connection, and it's a very powerful lesson. We all know that Shabbos is the ikkar. Shabbos, if a person, Rachman al-Islam, is a mechalel Shabbos, even if he's meticulous in every other matter of halacha, he wears the best tzitzis, the best tillin, he's nizer in kashrus, he's nizer in the laws of taharas ha-mishpacha, every detail of halacha, he's perfect. But Shabbos, he couldn't kill us. He's a mechalel Shabbos b'farhesya. In the rule of halacha, he's michutz l'machane. A mechalel Shabbos b'farhesya is treated as a second class citizen among, I'm talking about lahachas, not talking about a chas shomatinik shenishba, a shoygeg. A person that makes a conscious decision to be mechalel Shabbos, that's it, you're out. You're out, you're not part of the club. You're out. We don't care if you are meticulous in every single mitzvah. A person who deliberately lahachis decides to be mechal Shabbos for Hesia, he's not accepted. But a person who is a shomer Shabbos, but when it comes to other mitzvahs, he is not observant. He refuses to take a lulav and eshrog. He refuses to wear talis until he refuses to eat kosher. But Shabbos, he's very meticulous. So then he's a full-fledged Jew. He has the status of a full-fledged Jew with regard to almost everything. Again, he got us a problem. This fellow has a big problem. He got a problem, but he's considered to be a full-fledged. Shabbos is the makar, is the yisoid, the shorish of everything, of everything in halacha, of everything. So, question is, who teaches a person to be a shomer Shabbos? Who's the responsibility? So, if you wouldn't know better, you would say it's the father's problem. Parents have children, and you have a child, mazel tov, you have a baby, you have a boy, girl. Okay, you know, send them to yeshiva. Don't send them to public school. Make sure they have good friends. Teach them the mitzvahs. You know, learn with them. Upon whom is there an obligation of chinuch habon? Upon whom? So you'll say, you can say whatever you want to say, but you'll basically say, basically, it's the father. And that's the father's job. The father's in charge, the father is having all of the mitzvahs. It's his duty. It says it really in Masechta Kedushin, outright, it's his duty to teach his child. The mother, of course, she also has, but it's not, that's not her primary obligation. The primary obligation, she's the Ikeres Habayis. And as far as to make sure the child puts on tefillin, the child knows what tefillin, the child knows how to observe mitzvahs, this is the duty, the primary obligation falls upon the father. I think that's a very valid case, halacha. The Masechta Kedushin is the sugya of the obligation of parents to train and teach their children to be Torah observant Jews. And the Gemara there, I can't cite the chapter and verse in every little detail, but the sugya here in the Masechta Kedushin about Chavtes discussed this, and you get the impression it's the father's duty. Along comes this pasuk and says that may be the case, but there's one exception, and that is Shabbos. Shabbos is a mitzvah that's a little bit different than other mitzvahs. It's a mitzvah of the home. Shabbos, you don't go outside. It says the Farish in the Pasuk, Al Yetze Ish Mimikoimoi Bayoim Hashvi. You don't leave. You don't travel on Shabbos. On Shabbos, there's something called a Tchum. You're not allowed to travel more than 2,000 amos outside the perimeter of the city. On Shabbos, there's a halacha of Chaytsova Hachmas. If there's no Eruv, you're not allowed to carry from the home to the street, from the street to the home. There's an isser of choytzova hachnas. There's an isser of travel. The essence of Shabbos is, it's a time to be home. Al yetze ish mimikoimoi bayoim hashvi. The Torah presents a portrait of Shabbos as it being a day to be home with your family. There's no work, no malacha, there's no traveling, there's no carrying. You gotta basically, the Torah is coming to force you to stay home. Now I know there are ways around this, obviously, you know, you can have an Erev, and obviously you can have a Erev Tchumen, you can travel. But those are all techniques that we do to break out of what the Torah presents in its perfect, ideal state of it's a day to be home. Stay home on Shabbos. Who in a Torah Hashkafa is the Ikeres Habayis? The mother. That's a fact. Kol Kevuda Bas Melech Pnima. Even if the mother is the president of the United States, even if she makes the parnasa, she's the breadwinner, even with all of those things, she can be out there in the world, transforming the world, but she's still also, it doesn't detract from the mother being the Ikeres Habayis. So what does that mean? They have something in common. A mother and Shabbos have something in common. Shabbos is a mitzvah where the Torah presents. It's a mitzvah that is observed in the home. It's a day to observe. Where? In the home. Al yetze ish mimikoymei bayayim hashvi. The mother is the ikeres habayis. A husband is a guest in his wife's home. Therefore, when it comes now to a mitzvah, you have a child. Hashem gave you a bracha. Gave you children. So you gotta teach them to be good Jews. You gotta teach them, you have to put them in school, pay tuition, and you have to make sure they grow up to be Yirei Shemayim. And there are a lot of mitzvahs, there are tayag mitzvahs. So the father better make sure that his child knows all the tayag mitzvahs. But the Torah says when it comes to Shabbos, you know upon whom the Torah thrusts a significant degree of responsibility to teach her child the flavor of what Shabbos is about? It's the mother. The order is significant. Rashi goes to town. Rashi goes to bat here. Oh, Hakam over here. The mother is first, and here the father is first. Torah goes. Rashi gets very nervous here. The order. What's going on over here? The order. We got to find a solution. So Rashi gives us the pshat. And then Rashi gets very nervous again. Oh, what does Shabbos, Shabsoisai Tishmoy, have anything to do with you have to fear your mother and your father? My Indian Shemitah is asking, what's going on here? The answer is, when it comes to Shabbos, it's the mother. The mother, she has a major role to play in the mechanich a person Shabbos. And that's why the Torah puts her first. Ish, a man. Imoy, the aviv tirahu. Have derech eretz for your parents. Putting the emphasis on your mother. Why am I emphasizing your mother? Because it's your mother's home. Your father is only a guest in your mother's home. And there's a mitzvah called Shabbos, and Shabbos is the mitzvah of the home. Al yetze ish mimekoymei. And therefore, Shabbos, focus on your mother. It's her home. The mother should know. It's her duty. A mother has a very significant chelek in the chinuch of Shabbos, more than the father in all of its dimensions. Now, practically speaking, everyone is different. Listen, I'm not even, whatever it is, what it is. But the fact that the Torah presents is a revelation that where possible and where you know about the secret, exploit it. If the Torah is telling you that the mother is the primary influencer of Shabbos, so you know what? Obviously the Torah knows the potential, knows what's possible, what's available, and it's a reality. It is a reality because the Isha, the mother, is the Ikeres HaBayis. Shabbos is a day where you spend time in the Bayis. And it's the mother that sets the tone of Chinuch for the child to be a Shomer Shabbos. And if the child is a Shomer Shabbos, even if the father messes up on all his obligations to be mechanich him in all of the other tarayag mitzvahs, which is his duty, the mother is the safety net. Because if you're a shomer Shabbos, everything is good. Don't worry about everything else. In halacha, if you're a shomer Shabbos, you're set. Even if you mess up on all the other halachas. But if a chamana litzah, the person is not a shomer Shabbos, even though he's meticulous in every other mitzvah, he's mechutz l'machaneh. He's not part of. He's a big problem. And who has that extra special dosage of potential to nurture the chavivus of Shabbos, the shmir Shabbos, It's imoy first. Imoy the aviv tirahu. Focus on your mother, especially the eshab soisai tishmoru. She is the ikeres habayis, and Shabbos is a day of the bayis. Focus on the mother when it comes to Shabbos. She will set you straight. Okay, let's discuss another idea. What? This is all in honor of Mother's Day.
Oh, wow.
Don't forget on my side. You heard it here first.
Mother's Day should be on Shabbos then.
Rabbi Eliezer. It's a good Mother's Day drasha. Sermon for Mother's Day. Okay.
Oh. What is the word the et here? Is that to say et is imo, et adin, and Shabbat it says the et. Ish, it should have been the ish et adin, et imo. So the et can be read, like what you said, to connect with the second one to the first pasuk. The two chalkei pasuk should be one.
It's one concept. It's one entity.
The et.
It's one entity. Yeah. Very good, very good. Okay, let's go to a new idea. I want to talk about the Haftorah. Okay, a very interesting maaser this week. And in the process, discover something very, very interesting. This week, we're learning Parshas Kiddush. So if you turn back and the Ayah of the Kuvim, at the end of Kiddush, it says, the Haftorah. It says, Lufi, the Vayihi, the Vayihi, it's in Yecheskel. Yecheskel, Pod, Perik, Chav, Beis, Vayihi dra Hashem elai leimor. V'yata ben adam has tishpoit es ir hadamin v'hoidatam eis kol toyavoy sehor. Will you judge? Will you take them to task? Will there be accountability for their abominations? For all of the abominations that are taking place in Yerushalayim? Very harsh words. This is very nasty stuff here. And this is what it says. I'm over here in Article Chumash. This is as standard as it gets. This is, we're living over here in the 21st century. It's the global melting pot. Everyone, this is what it says in the Chumash, in the back of the Chumash. Okay? I'm not gonna get confused with what it says in little letters here. There's a lot of little letters over here on top, what it says, but that's what it says. It's printed this very harsh Haftorah from Yechezkel Perek Chof Beis. And then on the bottom, Lefi Minig HaSardim. Oh, the Sardim. And the Tal Chor Pi Talinim. Okay, the Chassidi Chabad. Chabad, I guess the Russians, and the Italians, and the Spain, Sporadim. They have a different Haftorah, but it's the same thing. Yechezkel. Same thing, Karma Hashem Halidwaish and see Atem Boy Machai Hashem in Midorish Lachem also has destroyed a song has destroyed Ben Adam as Toya voice a voice some Hodie. Come out the same thing. It's two program later on. It's exactly the same thing, and it talks about the abominations of the Jewish people living in Yerushalayim. So whether you're an Italian, you're a Russian, you're Spaniard, or you live in Lita, you're living in Ukraine, you basically, it's all the same. This Shabbos, the Haftorah for Parashas Kedoshim, is about the Toyavois Yerushalayim, the abominations, the horrible Averos that were taking place in Yerushalayim during the time of, right before the time of the Churban Bayis Rishon, right at that era. Whether you want to read in Perek Chof Beis or Perek Chof, it's the same thing. It uses come out the same vocabulary, Hasishloit, and it says Kol Toy Avoy Seho, or here it says the Toy Avois Avoy Som Hodiyim. Nasty stuff, very nasty stuff. Okay? That is what you would expect to read, and that's probably, I would assume, 95% of the people this week in Shabbos, after Kriya Satoira, they're going to turn the page and they're going to expect the Baal Kriya, whoever gets the mafia, to start to read. That's what you're going to expect, right? And then all of a sudden, guess what's going to happen? They're going to hear the Baal Kriya read something totally different. And you're going to hear all the pages shuffling. This is going to happen tomorrow in 95% of all the shuls in Klal Yisrael tomorrow. The Baal Kriya, the Maftir is going to start to read. And everyone's now, those who are you know, they're with the program and they're following along with the Chumash, they're going to have the Chumash open to the Haftar Parshas Kedoshim, and they're going to expect the Baal Kriya to say, Vayidra Hashem Elai Leimah. That's what we're going to expect, because that's what's printed in all the Chumashim, every Chumash, every in existence, that's what it says. And then 95% of the people are going to be very disturbed tomorrow when they hear the Baal Kriya is reading the wrong Haftarah, and they're going to start shouting. And then there's going to be a shout back. No. The Baal Kriya, the Master, is correct. You are wrong. The Haftorah that everyone will be reading tomorrow is going to be Parshas Acharemos. It is the shortest, it is the celebration, by the way. When they find out that they were wrong, instead of getting upset, they're all going to jump up on the table and celebrate. Why? Because it's the shortest Haftorah ever. Ever. It's the shortest, a few little psukim, very, very deep psukim. Okay? And it's read from a different book. It's not read from Ezekiel, not to be confused with the Ezekiel bread they sell in the pomegranate, but it is from Amos Perek Tes. And it talks about Kushan. Are Kushan black, Rav Michal? He doesn't say, he doesn't mean they're black, Rav Michal. He doesn't fight about this. It says, Haloich evnei Kushiyim atem li. Hashem says, the Jews, they're just like the Kushiyim. Okay, are the Kushiyim, Rav Michal, are they black?
Yeah.
They are black. They are black. Okay. So there's a nation called Kush, and they're dark skin. That's the way it is, whatever. That's the way Hashem created them. And Hashem says that the Jewish people are no different than the Kushiyim. It's a very short Haftarah. It's not so nice. A lot of nasty things here. But it's not anywhere near as bad, as nasty, as what it says in Yechezkel. No way. It doesn't even come close. It doesn't hold a candle to Yechezkel. It says some Musa, and it's some beautiful things. It says, we say on Sukkas, beautiful, by Yoimahu Okin, as Sukkas David Hanoi Fellas. You can't get married that. Shiach Beis Hamikdash. There's Musa, but the Musa is Musa. We always are used to hearing Musa. You get Musa every day. So it's not, but it's not like what he says in the Chesed. Question is, why? Why tomorrow is Klal Yisrael going to read the wrong Haftarah? So let's explain. In an ordinary year, or let's say ordinary, yeah, you learn two parashas. Bahar Bichu Koisai, Matois Masin, or Vayakel Pikudei, sometimes you learn Chukas Bolak. There are many times during the year when you lay two parashios together. There's a rule. And the rule is, if it's not a special Shabbos, if it's not one of the Dali parashios, if it's not Rosh Chodesh, not Mocha Chodesh, the rule is, you always lay the Haftorah from the second parasha, without fail. That is the golden rule. If you lay two parashios, you lay in the Haftorah of the second parsha. No exceptions, except for the exception. That's the rule. Whether it's Matas Masei, in the Yakim Kudei, Hukas Bolok, what else are we about? There's another one. Okay. This, if it would happen to be that we would lay in Acharei Mois Kibayshim, like they did in Eretz Yisrael last week. No, I'm sorry. Take that back. Strike that from the record. If we were to lay, and we do most of the time, most years we lay Acharei Mois Kedoshim, this is the exception. You do not lay the Haftorah from Kedoshim. You don't lay the second Haftorah. You lay the Haftorah from the first Parsha, from Parshas Acharemos. That's the rule. Why? Why is that the rule? It's because, so it says this in the Ramah. I'm telling you now, it's all in the Mishnah Berurah. I didn't even know it's all in the Ramah and the Mishnah Berurah. Mishnah Berurah says you don't lay in Kedoshim because we're not looking to lay, to read about someone else's dirty laundry. We don't look to lay about the toyavois, the abominations of Yerushalayim. Look for your own abominations before you look at someone else's abominations. This week's parasha, lo selech rochil be'amecha. Rashi on the pasuk, what does it mean, a rochil? It means a peddler. That's one shot. But Rashi goes on, but Rashi is very elaborate. Rashi says the word rochil, according to the rules of grammar, you should exchange the letter chof for the letter gimel. Because in grammar, they both come from the same part of the mouth, cha, the throat, the chech, cha, and the letter gimel, the real way to pronounce the letter gimel is gimel, ra. We don't do that today. We say g. It's also part of the same part of the throat. But the real way to do a gimel is ra. Like dalet is a th, the, echad, gimel is really r, and an ayin is an o. Oh. I don't know how to do an ayin. Okay, there are different ways to pronounce the letters, and because the chaf and the gimel come from the same part of your instruments that you pronounce sound, it's fair game to exchange one for the other. So the chaf can turn into a gimel, and that means lo selech rogil be'amecha. What is a ragil? A ragil is the same word as a miragel, a spy. Miraglin. Shlach lecha anoshim v'yosudas eretz kanan. We send the miraglin, a spy. What does the pasuk really mean? Lo selech ragil b'amecha. Don't go around and look for people's dirty laundry. Don't make your rounds in shul, in the mikvah, in the stores. Nunu, was is nice. What did this guy do? What avera did this guy do? What avera did he do? What garbage we have on this guy today? What garbage we have on this guy today? Don't be a spy. Don't pry into other people's lives as a spy to seek out information that's none of your business. Don't lo selech Rachil al tikrei Rachil. This is Rashi. I'm telling you, Mamash Rashi. Al tikrei Rachil el Rogil. Don't be a spy to seek out private information that's not relevant to you. That's a horrible thing. That's a terrible avera. Don't do that. So the Mishnah Berurah says, if you can find any possible excuse in the world, this is the Mishnah Berurah speaking. Any possible excuse in the world not to lane the Haftorah. And no, it's very matim for the Chofetz Chaim, who was probably the greatest promoter of Shmiras HaLashon who ever lived. It's matim for the Chofetz Chaim to say this. If you can find any excuse in the world, don't dare lane Parashas Kedoshim. Because we cannot never lane it. You're right, we cannot never ever lane it. It's very rare. It's the rarest Haftorah to lane. The rarest Haftorah to lane Parashas, to lane from Yecheskel, either like the Litoim, those who live in Ukraine and Poland, or like the Italians, or like the Russians, or like the Chabad are the Russians. Chabad were always the Russians. And it's really, when we say Chabad, Min Chabad means Minig Russia. That's really what it means. And when it says the Italians, okay, there's a big kahila, and Spain, right? Sardin, Spain, and those are the three. And then there is the Minig of Poland and Ukraine, that litter. That always, you know, the boundaries always, over generations, always the boundaries was always musical shares. Where you found yourself, who was called the Balabas, but that region. Don't lane that. Don't go there. Because it's not nice to read about other people's abominations. Stick to your own problems. Therefore, in a year when we have Acharei Mos Kedoshim together, then what do? Then we learn achare, because it's fair game. No, you have to learn a haftorah that relates to the parasha. So you learn achare and you learn kiddushim. You would assume that you should learn from the second parasha, because that's the general rule. The maftir is the last, that's the end. And the haftorah is usually me'ain, when you can, me'ain the parasha, the end of the parasha. So you would, but no. When you learn achare mos kiddushim together, since you did learn achare mos, so it's legitimate, do the haftorah of achare. Don't look for someone's abominations. This year was very unique, because this year we learned Achrimos 1 week and Kiddushim the other week. So if you have a situation, and it happens rarely, where you learn, it has to be a non-leap year, where you learn Achrimos. So when you learn Achrimos, you learn the Haftorah of Achrimos, the Kushim, and then it comes to Kiddushim, you can put your hands up. I have no choice. There's nothing else to learn. That's all we got. That's the way they made it. That whoever made the rules, this is what they put in the book. This is the way the tradition, whatever the reasons are. I lain last week about the Kushim, and this week all I got left is after. Okay. You don't have a choice. This year Hashem did us a very big favor. Because this week when we lained Acharemos, it was Erev Rosh Chodesh. Last week we learned Achrimos. So did we learn last week about the Kushim? No, because we learned about Vayomer Lo Yehoides and Malchus Chodesh. So we never learned it yet. And now we're holding by Kiddushim. Oh, we have an excuse. Since normally when you learn Achrimos Kiddushim together, we go, and you finish off with Kiddushim. You read the Haftorah of Acharemos. And this year we didn't learn Acharemos because it was Malchus Chodesh. Wonderful excuse. So this week, this year, we're not going to learn Kiddushim. We're not going to learn about someone else's abominations. We're going to learn this week, we're going to learn the Haftorah of Achare. And in Eretz Yisrael, what did they do in Eretz Yisrael? So last week, 2 weeks ago, they learned Achare. They also got lucky. In Eretz Yisrael, they got just as lucky as us. Because it was Erev Rosh Chodesh. So in Eretz Yisrael, when we were celebrating Acharon Shol Pesach, they were learning Acharemos. They were learning about the Kushim. Last week they laid Kiddushim, but it was Erev Rosh Chodesh for them also. So they laid Machar Chodesh. So look at that. Look at that. We got away with it. We got away with it in Eretz Yisrael, and we got away with it this year. We have it. Mishnah Berurah says, what are you going to lay tomorrow? Last week you laid Machar Chodesh. So you never laid the Kushim. And obviously, these two haftoros of these two parashos are interchangeable because they go together, and also they talk about arayos. Obviously, they're interchangeable. You just can't learn them whatever you want. That you can't do. You have to have some relationship. And since ordinarily, when you learn achrimos kedoshim, when you finish off with kedoshim, you learn from achrimos. When you learn them both together, it's good enough. So look, we have an excuse. It comes when the haftorah. No. We didn't learn it last week because Malchus Chodesh. Wonderful. We don't have to put ourselves in that position to lean about the abominations of other people. We're going to lean about the shortest haftorah ever, about the Kushim, and read about Hashem is going to restore the Sukkas David Hanofelas. Wow. We got away with it. Unbelievable. It turns out the laning of Kiddushim is extremely rare. Extremely rare. That you ever have to lay this haftorah under the most rare circumstances and some loophole in the calendar, but generally you have to never lay it. So in other words, the haftorah of this week, Chazal created a haftorah in order that you should not read it. That's what they did in essence. You know, it's like the guy stranded on a desert island. Okay. One guy, and what does he do? in his free time, he builds two shuls. And finally, when the UJA comes to redeem their pledge and they find him on the desert island, they say, oh, what do you do here? I have two shuls here. Which one? Why do you need two shuls? This is the shul that I daven, and this is the shul that I don't daven in. You have to have a shul that you don't daven in. Well, Chazal did exactly that. They built, they created, and the art school, all this ink, can you imagine how much ink that went to waste over here? They have over here in the Chumash, and you have to carry this around with you the whole year. A Haftarah. You never lain this Haftarah. And here, they printed the whole thing. They printed the whole thing over here. It takes up paper and ink. For what? This is the Haftarah that I don't lain. I don't lain. Chazal created Haftarah. I don't lain. You know why? Because that's exactly what it says in the parasha to do. In this week's parasha, it says, Lo Selech Rochil B'Amecha. Rashi, Al Tikrei Rochil Elo Rogil. The Chof and the Gimel are interchangeable. What is a Rogil? A Meragel, a spy. Don't be from those people that the whole day they go from place to place seeking, spying to find garbage on people in order to gossip, in order we'll have to say about people. So it's exactly what we do this week. The Haftarah, it's printed. I guarantee you 95% of the Orthodox population tomorrow who are paying attention to the Kriya Satara and follow along in the Chumash, they will open the Chumash after they mafid the Hagba Galila to the end of Kedoshim and fully expect the Maftir, the Baal Maftir, to read the Haftarah of Parshas. That's what they're going to fully expect. And then they go, oh, Baal Kore made a mistake. The Baal Krida, it's the wrong Haftarah. He didn't make a mistake. You made a mistake. This is the Haftarah that you don't read because of the Parsha. Lo Selech Rochil B'Amecha. Lo Selech Rogil. Don't look for someone else's dirty laundry. You have an excuse not to? Good for you. Let's go back to Parshas Achremos. Read about the Kushim and read about the Sukkah Stovid Hanoifelis. It's a Haftorah for the words. It's mamash what we're doing this week. It's me'ain the parsha. Normally the Haftorah has to relate to the parsha. It couldn't be a better relationship to the parsha than this. It says in the parsha, L'seilich rochel b'amecha, L'seilich rogil. Go out of your way not to. So we're going to tach it. That's what we're going to do. We're going to print on the page a whole bunch of pages with people had to sit and typeset this, and they had to spend money paying for the paper and the ink. Oh, here is the Haftarah. We're not going to read because it says in the Torah, L'seilich rochel b'amecha. We'll go back and when we have an excuse, we'll go even parashas acharimos. I had a ma'aseh this week, very interesting story, and this was the outline. There was a boy, where a boy, he's having a bar mitzvah this Shabbos. And by mistake, he prepared the whole parasha inside out, and he prepared davin, they have klaf, they have parchment for the maftir. The boy prepared the Haftarah inside out. For some reason, there was an oversight, he prepared the Haftorah of Parshas Kedoshim. Parshas Kedoshim. So this is a bar mitzvah boy. What? No, it's much longer. Much longer. Much longer. Kedoshim is much longer. So he appeared. He thought, we're going to lay Kedoshim this week. And then this week he discovered that the correct Haftorah is Acharemos. So they went to the rabbi. Rabbi, what do we do? So the rabbi got very scared. Because Rabbi was conflicted. Mitzad Echad, listen, it's the wrong Haftarah. That's not what we're supposed to do. This is not that's what it says in the book. You're supposed to. On the other hand, it's not really the wrong Haftarah. Because in a year, in those very rare occasions, when very, very rare, when you lay in the Haftarah of Acharemos, and then you do lay it. You can't say it's the wrong Haftarah. So maybe we can make an exception. A bar mitzvah boy, he prepared so many hours with such difficulty, we should make an exception. You know, it's not an exception. It's okay. What's so terrible? You make a brach. It's not. This is what you're supposed to do. We won't take advantage. What do I do? The rabbi said, I really don't know. How do I weigh the halacha, what you don't do, versus bar mitzvah boy? You don't want to discourage him. So the rabbi said, I have to ask my rabbi. So he went to his rabbi. And his rabbi said, I don't know. I don't know. Let me think about it. It's a very tough question. Because, you know, bar mitzvah boy, you know, you can't say it's wrong. And, you know, let me think of it. Come back. I don't know. I'm still thinking. Come back. What? The bar mitzvah boy cannot prepare. You can't ask the bar mitzvah boy to prepare. It's a little boy. You can ask him to, but he can't.
So let him read it and get somebody else to read the regular Haftarah.
No, you only can read one Haftarah. You can't read more than one Haftarah. There's no way. That is also, also.
Don't make a bracha on it. Just read it without making a bracha.
I hear what you're saying. You don't do that. You don't lay an Haftarah without a bracha. The whole point over here is you don't look for the Ta'eva's Yishalayim. At the end of the story, with a very heavy heart, the senior rabbi said, we don't read it. The Mishnah Berurah says, we're not looking to read about someone's dirty laundry. Bar mitzvah boy prepared. We'll have to make it up to him in some way and celebrate with him that he shouldn't feel bad, that he's doing the parasha Baruch Hashem. With a heavy heart, the senior rabbi said, after a lot of deliberation, the bottom line is, Lo seilech rochil ba'amecha. Lo seilech rogil ba'amecha. If we have an excuse not to look for someone's dirty laundry, that's a very important lesson for a bar mitzvah boy to also understand. It's a chaval. He prepared the wrong haftarah. He's going to lay in the parasha. He's going to get the maftir. We're going to make him feel very, very good. We're going to go out of our way to make him feel extra, extra special. But the Mishnah Berurah is a very powerful Mishnah Berurah. You look for any possible excuse not to have to look at someone, to seek out, to avoid someone's dirty laundry. This is an important lesson for a bar mitzvah boy to know, for all of us to know. What?
Let him come to
Chaim,
they also make the brachas, that's it.
What? What do you mean?
Only the brachas.
Okay, this is a regular show. It's incredible. I find this to be a very fascinating, with the shayla, you know, the cherry on top, and it's a real shayla chalamaisa. It's a real shayla. And everyone, I'm not going to go paskin here. Everyone today is very scared of children. you don't want to mess with children who prepare for it. This is like, oh no. I'm not going to be on my plate, sister. I'm the one that disappointed a bar mitzvah boy. Okay, but after everything was said and done with a lot of deliberation, the bottom line is the Mishnah Berurah is a powerful Mishnah Berurah. This is a haftorah that was established not to lean from. The dafka don't lean from because we don't want to go look at the Ta'ava Yisrushalayim. And by the side, let me conclude with just a few words. Today is Hey Eor. Yesterday we spent an entire shiur on Atzmaut, Yom Atzmaut. We spoke about from a more of a Hashkafic perspective a little bit. Yesterday was Dalit. It was pushed back because of the Zihirus of what it says in this week's parasha, Shapsoisai Tishmoiru. Incredible bracha. Parsha begins with Shapsoisai Tishmoiru. Who is Mekayim Shapsoisai Tishmoiru? On a grand scale, like none other. Medinas Yisrael. They did not have the celebration today. They pushed it back to yesterday. Why? Ish imoy v'oviv tirahu v'yashapsoisai Tishmoiru. What a zechus. What a merit for Klal Yisrael to have that sensitivity, Shmira Shabbos. In this week's parasha, what? Incredible schus, tremendous schus, Shabsoisai Tishmoiru on a national level. It's a tremendous schus. What country in the world would do something like this? In this week's parasha, there's also a very beautiful, it's also a very beautiful Musa Haskel. We have the parasha of Orla and Neter Revai, and then the fifth year. Torah says, if you come into Eretz Yisrael, a person enters into the land of Eretz Yisrael, and you'll plant. The first 3 years, the peros are awesome. In the fourth year, take the peros and bring them to Yerushalayim, Kodesh Hilulim LaHashem, and praise Hashem for the peros. Hallel. And in the fifth year, enjoy. And Rashi says, let me read these two words over here. It says over here, Uvashana Harivis, Yekol Piryoi Kodesh Hilulim. Kodesh Hilulim. Uvashana Hachamishis, Toichlu Espiryoi. Eat it. Lehoisif Lochem, Tivuasai. To add. Ani Hashem Elokeichem, Ribbono Shel Olam. Rashi, what's this pasuk, the fifth year? It's over. 3 years, 4 years. What's this on the fifth year? Oh, now you can eat it. Rashi says, Hamitzvah Hazois, Shetishamru Tia Lohoisif Lochem Tzvuaso, Shabischora, in reward for the first 3 years holding back, because and then giving Shevach V'Hoidah, to recite Hallel, have an appreciation for the Peros, Kodesh Hilulim, Shebischora, Ani Mivorech Lochem, Peros Hanitiyos. Going forward, you'll have even more bracha. I'm not here to get involved in any halachic discussion about anything controversial, even though I do all the time. I'm not here. We discussed this at great length yesterday. Even people that are not in this world of celebrating this day, which includes myself, I was not brought up like that, celebrate in all of its dimensions. There's no question, beyond a shadow of a doubt, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu did something very, very powerful, very significant, very great to Klal Yisrael by providing them with Medinas Yisrael. And as I've heard from many great people, anyone that denies this, they're in the corner. Anyone that pushes away this reality to acknowledge the chef of bracha and the hashkocha in providing Klal Yisrael with the Medina, these people, they're in a lot of trouble. This is not our hashkocha is, no matter whatever spectrum you are with regard to how you celebrate, the Ribbono Shel Olam has spoken. He has begun a process, or has added a new dimension to the geula in how Klal Yisrael is being cared for in the Ikvus of the Meshicha. And every person on their level has to give Shevach V'Hoidah. Kodesh, you come into Eretz Yisrael and you plant, you build, you develop. And then the day comes when you see the Peros, the Toiras Eretz Yisrael, the Yerushalayim, the Bracha, that the environment provides, you have a duty to express a Kodesh Hilulim, a holy praise to Hashem. And in the Torah goes out of its way to that in reward for not being a Kofi Toif, in reward for giving a Shevach V'Hoidah to Hashem, you'll have incredible bracha, additional bracha. Lohoisif Lochem Tivuasa. There'll be more parents. There'll be more Yirah Shemayim, more Torah. People who are not yet observant will become observant. Ani Hashem Elokeichem, Neman L'shalim Sochar. Today is the day. Today is the anniversary of one of the most significant events in Jewish history in modern times. Kodesh Hilulim. And in Bishar Zeh, L'hoisif L'chem Tivu Asai, Ani Hashem Elokeichem. Obviously, everything within the framework of Kiddusha and Yirah Shemayim, Ani Hashem Elokeichem. Have a wonderful Shabbos, Rabbi Yisai, enjoy.
Shabbos.
Shabbos.